Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. Folks, I have breaking news. I know when you watch television, I'm Jim Blasingame, you know that. When you watch television and they say breaking news, it's gotten to the point now where we say, well, what, you know, so what? It's not probably not breaking news. It's just to get us to our attention, right? Well, let me tell you something, folks. You've never heard me say that before. You've, in 22 and a half years, you've never heard me say I have breaking news. So when I say it to you now, you should believe me, and here's why. Because I know, I have learned in the last 24 hours how you, small business owner, can get emergency funding from your bank without going through the SBA, without going through emergency loan funding. That could come later. You can still get that. That's what the $350 billion funding coming from this new plan, the new CARE Act, that's going to come through the SBA. But that takes longer. And the reason it takes longer is because of the underwriting. Those are government-guaranteed loans, and they have to be underwritten. All loans have to be underwritten, meaning they have to be evaluated for quality, your credit score, your collateral, your ability to pay, your capacity to pay them back, the five Cs. There actually are six of them now. All those things have to be taken into consideration before you can get a loan. And then one of the reasons why banks do that, besides protecting their own money, is if they don't, the Fed, that's right, the Federal Reserve Board, that organization has national federal regulators that visit these banks several times a year, every one of them, and they go and pore over the quality of the loans on their books. And if the loan is bad because you've gone fallen on hard times, or you quit paying, or you've lost a bunch of business or whatever, they'll make them discount that loan. They'll make them write that loan off. They'll make them call that loan. They will make their world a living hell if they got bad loans. The Fed, the regulators, well, banks are afraid of regulators. However, this is where the Fed comes in. This is a parallel source of money I'm going to tell you about right now. The Fed has, because they're connected directly to the bank. The SBA is not connected directly to the bank. They only guarantee money. It's just a contract. But the real money that you want that will come from the bank will ultimately come from the Fed. And in this emergency situation, the Fed has told banks, especially smaller community banks, all across this country. I saw the memo that went out yesterday. They're telling their banks, if you have to make an emergency, when you not have to, they're encouraging banks to make emergency loans to you, small business owners, you, everyone listening to me. If you own a small business, they're encouraging banks to make a loan to you today. And they're telling them, we're doing this under the troubled loan program, but we're not going to call those loans troubled. We're not going to gig you for that. We're not going to hold your capital account accountable to that loan. If you're making it to people who have been hurt by the coronavirus, and that's what they say, if these people are being hurt by the coronavirus and they need money, in fact, they're even going so far as to encourage banks to contact you. Now, your banker may not do that. Bankers are uncomfortable doing this. I know all about this, folks. Not too many people know more about how banks work with small businesses than me. So I'm telling you that you need to go to your bank today. Contact your bank. Call them, text them, FaceTime them, whatever you have to do. Go see them. Walk in their office and say to them, I need a coronavirus emergency loan. When you tell them that, they won't say, huh? They won't say, well, okay, have a seat. Let's fill out all this paperwork, and I'll let you know in a week or two once it goes through our underwriting committee meeting, which is next Thursday. They won't say that. They'll essentially, it'll be a little bit more than this, but not much more. They'll say essentially, okay, let's see how much you need, and then sign here. Now, that hopefully will get you through to the point where you can then file for an SBA loan. an emergency loan, and then maybe a 7A loan, both of those which takes more time because they're underwritten. This loan, I'm talking about the emergency loan. It actually has a name, the emergency loan. This loan is coming from the Fed, basically, because the Fed is going to let the bank make the loan and not gig them whether the quality, they're not going to care whether the quality is good or not. Folks, this is really important. And, by the way, and this is part of the CARE Act, the new CARE Act, the money you use for payroll over the next few months, rent, utilities, things like that, if you can convince, you can verify that, that money could be forgiven. You may not have to pay that money back. Contact your banker today. This is breaking news, my friends. I'm Jim Blasingame. As you know, I'm always here for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.